Paul, what did the power play do to get things going for you during the second period?
Well, shots and pucks. You know, one of the things that's been good and going back into November is that if one unit couldn't find it, then the other one did. And Brian's group got us going there early November, and they've got still lots of confidence. So two really good rotations on the first goal, and then it's a power play goal at the end, de facto power play goal, just a puck to the net. So it got us going, and those guys got that power play going a month and a half ago. You know, they're a legitimate power play unit.
Matthew Perreault, his ice time maybe isn't what he'd like it to be, and maybe it's not what you'd like it to be. I think he only played just over 3 minutes in that first. He comes out, obviously, in the second goal assist, and then gets the one at the end. So what did you see from him? What do you like from what he's doing in his somewhat limited ice time?
Well, he's always been really good on that power play. Again, that's a real good unit. You can generate points there. I think what they did, Hendricks' line did, is they got back to the game that they were playing probably before the road trip, go out with a grinder's mentality, and a lot of good things will happen off that. They kind of got away from that a little bit. I'm not worried about Maddie's minutes. Like, he's gonna get enough. He would be at his highest point per game production in his career, I would assume. He's close to a point a game, and he's able to play against players that he can create some offense with and against. So I don't spend a lot of time worrying about those minutes. He's been impactful, and that's important.
Did you anticipate the first period might be a bit of a grind today? You obviously got the quick goal from Kulikov, but then after that it seemed...
You come to the rink hopeful every day and optimistic, but those are the games that you're worried about, especially with that schedule, and then coming back off the East. And we got some... Blake Wheeler was quite ill today. He's played with just about everything, so we knew he'd play, but we had some guys with not a lot in the tank, so no part of our game was easy. What is difficult to do is what they did is they got better in the second period. So we survived the first, and there are times in the National Hockey League you need to survive, and we did that in the first, come out even, and then got better and stronger. But there wasn't anything about that game that was easy for us. We had to fight hard to make any kind of pass. We had some difficult reads that I think when you're fresh and you're sharp, you're picking the things up a little quicker. So that was a hard, hard game with our schedule, with some illnesses that we've dealt with here. So I'm not necessarily keeping the video for structure or for things like that, but that's a darn good NHL win.
And just last one, but on that survival point, this was game 15 in 28 days. 9-4-2 in that stretch. Do you feel like you sort of survived a mini marathon here?
This was the most difficult. We kind of go back into it. Our November, December schedule is tough. We hit both coasts, an awful lot of time zone changes, over 32, 33 days on the road. And by the time we hit Christmas, we'll have half our road schedule done. So we're still in the teeth of it. 2 days will mean a lot to this team, off games. We won't skate tomorrow. We'll skate real light, hopefully real fast the next day and try to kind of power our way. We've got a bit of a difficult march, but we've survived so far what's been a grueling schedule.
What do you think the way your back end held up in game one without Dustin?
I thought they were good. Tucker looked like he looked smooth. They didn't show any nervousness out there. He moved the puck. He played the same game that he played for us at the start of the year, so I liked that a lot. And I thought Morrissey and Trouba got stronger as the game went on. Those guys got some miles on them. They play against the other team's best every night, and it's a challenge every night. And I thought those guys got stronger as the game, like our team did. And that's good. There's a lot of still young players out there whose bodies, you know, they don't want to play hard tonight. And like Nicky Ehlers, they were on that ice for that first goal, and that was kind of a same movie as maybe Tampa Bay. And Nicky changed gears. You know, he got angry and he dug deep and he bared down and he played a hell of a game for us. So it wasn't easy, but it was good.
Paul, since he's come back from his injury, what has gotten into Matthew Perreault that he's on this streak, this pace that he's on?
I think he's come with some enthusiasm and he's got two guys that are really excited to play with him. You can play, you know, maybe down a roll or down minutes if you're playing on a hot power play unit, You can stay comfortable and confident. You're putting up points. You feel like you're earning your pay. And you know, he's going to get out more times than not against players that probably aren't used to playing against a guy like Matt. He's a really skilled guy, but Hendrick's been a good, hard man for us, and he keeps them wound up. And Joel Armia is like another really skilled guy, right? Like, he can knock pucks down and create plays. So that's a handful as a fourth line. They don't have to be the fourth line. They can outscore the other lines, but if you come off the bench fourth most times, then and that's the matchup we get at home, so that's pretty effective for us.